Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're really digging into something foundational, planning your very first course. We're using Lesson 4 Planning Your First Course.pdf by Dr. L. Jasmine Harris as our guide.
Yeah, and our goal isn't just about the nuts and bolts, the logistics, although we'll touch on those.
Right.
It's really about connecting with that deeper, maybe even spiritual purpose behind why you want to teach this specific thing, how to turn your inspiration into something truly impactful for others.
Absolutely. It's about building something meaningful, not just a set of slides. So where does this journey actually begin, according to the guide?
Well, it all starts with what the guide calls a spark, that initial idea, that flicker of inspiration.
Okay, a spark. And the guide mentions inspiration, vision, and taking those crucial first steps. Let's unpack that spark idea a bit.
It's that thing you're drawn to, right? Maybe something you're deeply passionate about.
Yeah, I mean, think about it. What's one topic you could honestly talk about for hours and just not get tired of it, even if no one was paying you?
Mm-hmm. That's often where the gold is, that genuine enthusiasm.
That's the starting point. That's where your passion starts to meet a sense of purpose.
Exactly. And it's so important not to just let that spark fizzle out as a nice idea. The guide really encourages seeing it, envisioning it taking shape.
So visualizing the course even at this early stage.
Yes, transforming it from just, you know, a thought in your head into something more tangible, a real path for your future students.
Yeah.
It's like your spark becomes their light.
I like that. Your spark becomes their light. It gives that initial idea momentum.
It really does. That vision fuels those first steps, helps you see the potential impact before you even write lesson one. It connects the why to the how right from the start.
Okay, so you've got this spark, this vision, but maybe you have lots of sparks, lots of ideas. How do you narrow it down? How do you choose?
That's where the guide gets really practical and I think quite profound. Uh-huh. It talks about finding your topic at a specific intersection.
An intersection, okay.
Yeah, like a crossroads. It's where three things meet. Your passion, what truly lights you up, what you genuinely love exploring.
Got it. Passion.
Your purpose. So what's your unique mission? What message do you feel uniquely called to share?
Right. The deeper meaning behind it.
And crucially, student need. What are people actually looking for? What problems are they trying to solve? What skills do they want to learn?
So it's not just about what I want to teach.
Exactly. It's that sweet spot where what excites you meets your core message and serves a real need out there.
That makes sense. It's like finding the overlap in a Venn diagram.
Precisely. That overlap is where the real magic happens. It ensures your course isn't just something you enjoy creating, but something that resonates deeply with the people you want to reach.
And it makes you think, doesn't it? How does my own story, my own journey, connect with what my potential students are actually seeking?
That's such a powerful question, because often our most authentic teaching comes from our own lived experiences, the challenges we've overcome.
Why is hitting that intersection so important, though? Why not just focus on passion, for instance?
Well, passion keeps you energized, right?
Mm-hmm.
But purpose gives it direction, and student need ensures it actually lands and makes a difference. It's about authenticity meeting impact.
Authenticity and impact. Okay.
Yeah, when those three align, your fire, your mission, and their need, you create something truly powerful. It feels right for you, and it's incredibly valuable for them. It's the foundation for that path of transformation we talked about.
So it's not just information, it's transformational.
Yes. Mm. Think about it. Maybe your passion is, say, mindfulness. Your purpose is reducing stress in workplaces, and the student need is practical tools for managing overwhelm during the workday.
Okay.
The course isn't just intro to mindfulness. It may be mindful minutes for busy professionals, finding calm in the chaos. See the difference.
Yeah, much more specific, much more targeted, and aligned. Speaking of alignment, the guide stresses connecting your course to enlighten you values, spiritual growth, transcendence, and empowerment.
Mm-hmm. These aren't just buzzwords. They're meant to be woven into the very fabric of your course.
How do you do that practically, though? They sound big, maybe a bit daunting for a first course.
That's a fair point.
Uh-huh.
But think of them as guiding stars. They infuse that deeper purpose we mentioned. Let's break it down. Spiritual growth.
Okay.
That could mean including reflection prompts, maybe journaling exercises, moments for students to connect inward. Beyond just the intellectual content, nurturing the soul's journey.
So adding moments for deeper reflection. Got it. What about transcendence?
Transcendence is about helping students rise above limitations, perceived barriers, old beliefs, maybe past failures.
How would you do that in a lesson?
Maybe through reframing exercises.
Mm-hmm.
helping them see a challenge from a new perspective, or guiding them through releasing a fear that's holding them back, moving beyond what they thought was possible for them.
Okay, shifting perspective. And the last one, empowerment.
This is all about activating their agency, their choice, their voice. It's practical, giving them concrete tools, actionable steps they can take immediately.
Ah, so making sure they can do something with what they learn.
Exactly. Building their confidence, maybe encouraging them to share their insights or practice a new skill right away. It's about making them feel capable and in control.
So these values become active ingredients, not just labels.
Precisely. They ensure your course facilitates meaningful change, real evolution, not just learning facts.
Okay, that makes it much clearer. Now, with all these potentially deep ideas, there's often this temptation, especially first time around, to just pack everything in. You want to give so much value.
Oh, absolutely. The kitchen sink approach.
Right. But the guide specifically advises keeping it simple. It even says start small, suggesting 3 to 5 lessons is perfect for a first course. That seems almost too simple.
It can feel counterintuitive, can it? Mm-hmm. Especially when you're passionate and know a lot. But there's profound wisdom in that simplicity.
Why? What's the benefit of holding back, seemingly?
It allows for depth over breadth. Think about it. Would you rather your students sort of half grasp 10 ideas or deeply understand and integrate 1 or 2 core concepts that can actually change something for them?
Good point. Quality over quantity.
Exactly. An overwhelmed student is a student who probably won't finish, let alone transform. Simplicity forces you to distill your core message, to focus on the most important shift you want to facilitate.
So starting small actually increases the potential for real transformation.
I firmly believe so. It makes the journey manageable for the student and allows you, the instructor, to really hone in on delivering that core transformation effectively. It's about creating significant shifts, not just covering ground.
It makes you ask that question, doesn't it? What transformation do I feel uniquely equipped to guide someone through?
Yes. Holding on to that one key transformation helps you filter out the noise and keep it focused, simple, and powerful.
Okay, simplicity as a strategy, not a limitation. I like that. So you've got your focus topic, your simple structure. What about the actual building blocks?
Right, the guide mentions mapping your course with practical things like lessons, your core content, obviously. Then quizzes.
For checking understanding.
Yeah, reinforcing learning.
Yeah.
And downloads, like worksheets or checklists they can keep. And maybe certificates for that sense of completion.
The tangible pieces. But just as important, the guide highlights the support as you build. Because doing this alone can feel, well, isolating.
Hugely important.
Yeah.
And the guide points out you're absolutely not alone. There's a whole support system.
Like what specifically?
Well, there's the planning worksheet itself, which is a great tool just to get your ideas organized on paper.
Okay, a practical starting point.
Then it mentions resources like AI assistance. Think tools like the Lumina bot, which can help with brainstorming, maybe drafting outlines, refining your language.
Ah, leveraging technology.
Exactly. And for the tech side of things, like using the platform, there's technical support that the Amaro bot mentioned so you don't get stuck on glitches.
That's crucial. Tech hiccups can really derail things.
Totally. And beyond the tech, there's the human element, the entire InLightU team, for guidance, encouragement, answering those unique questions.
So a whole ecosystem of support. Worksheets, AI tools, tech help, real people.
Yes. It's all there to help you keep it simple, but transformational. You can focus on your teaching genius knowing the backup is there.
That's really reassuring. Okay, as we kind of round out this initial planning phase, the guide brings in reflection. Why is that important now?
Because before you dive headfirst into actually creating the content, it's vital to pause and connect with your inner guidance, to really own the unique gifts you bring.
Like a final check-in with your intuition.
Exactly. And the guide prompts a powerful reflection, like really picturing your student at the end of the course, what's truly shifted for them. What can they do or feel now that they couldn't before?
Visualizing that end result again.
Yes, but from the student's perspective this time. And it ties into those deeper introspection questions the guide poses. Questions like, what subject really calls to me? Where does my expertise truly lie? And fundamentally, what transformation can I genuinely, authentically offer?
Getting really clear on your unique contribution.
Precisely. That inner clarity is the bedrock. It ensures what you build is aligned, purposeful, and genuinely serves the students you're meant to reach. It directs everything that follows.
So let's pull this all together. What's the big takeaway from this deep dive into planning your first course?
I think it's that every great course starts with your unique spark, your inspiration. And that spark, when nurtured, can truly become a guiding light for others.
And it's about finding that sweet spot where your passion, your purpose, and what students actually need all come together.
Definitely. Aligning with those core values, spiritual growth, transcendence, empowerment, isn't just fluff. It's about designing for real change.
And remembering to keep it simple. That 3-to-5 lesson structure allows for depth and avoids overwhelm. Simple, but transformational.
And knowing you have support all along the way, the tools, the tech help, the team, you don't have to figure it all out alone.
It really is about building a path, isn't it? A path of transformation.
Beautifully put. Your first course might feel like one small step for you, but it's ripple effect. You know, it could reach someone who deeply needs what only you can offer. It could genuinely change their trajectory.
That's a powerful thought to end on. It really puts it into perspective.
It's a journey worth embarking on.
Absolutely. So in our next deep dive, we'll start taking these foundational ideas, this vision, and begin shaping them into actual course structure.
Taking the plan and starting to build. Exciting stuff.
It is. Let's bring these incredible ideas to life together.